What's up, listeners? You are listening to the 10th episode of True to Size. What's up, everyone? My name is Alan Martinez, and I am joined by my brothers,
Joel Hernandez.
Oh my god!
DJ Clue!
I forgot my name. I was going to say DJ Clue. Alvin Martinez.
That's a storm! That's a storm!
And
Lawrence
Hopkins!
And we are Canada Got Soul, and you are listening to the 10th episode of True to Size.
Ten.
We made it, guys.
Yeah.
This is a decade of episodes.
Ten.
It's been a long time.
Yep. Amazing. Weren't we supposed to wait for Sean?
Has it been 10 years already?
Wow.
And where is Sean? What are we doing? This is True to Size, a weekly podcast where we get together and chat it up about sneakers. Today, we're going to go through a bunch more collabs because that's pretty much what's all that's left there is now. new and some recent drops. And then we talk about general releases and general release shoes and how relevant they are now. But first, the fire round. This is going to be a non-sneaker related fire round. Another one. This is from Jarek Presto.
Yo.
And he asks, he's the only one that's supplying us fire rounds. So shout out to you, Jarek Presto.
Shout out.
Our one and only listener.
We're going to have you on the pod so you can ask more fire round questions to our faces. All right. So he asks, is it time for the Raptors to break the team up? I asked him what he said. And he says, personally, I felt this year the Raps had a really good chance to actually make it to the finals. We all know they have the best bench, which was an issue in previous years. They strayed away from ISO, which was also another issue from previous years. So I wouldn't necessarily break it up fully. Maybe it's time to trade Lowry while he still has value. We have two point guards who really developed this year, Wright and Van Vliet. We should utilize them more now and get someone who can carry the franchise further, in my opinion. We have scorers, but they are not KD.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
Uh-huh.
Alvin looks like he's going to blow.
No. Makes sense.
What
sort of.
What do you think, Alvin?
If you're trying to keep KC, dismantle the team.
Really? Go on.
So, in my opinion, okay, so first place in Eastern Conference is amazing.
That's good.
But
franchise record season.
Mm-hmm.
But that means nothing in the postseason.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Factual information.
Okay, yep. Cool, first place, all these wins, but you don't show out.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's the end goal? End goal is a championship or the finals, at least, or at least past the second round, which didn't occur.
Not this year.
Nope.
Because we met the brick wall really early.
And I feel that whatever strategy was being played in the regular season wasn't in use during the post.
True. They didn't look like they were playing their
keep it consistent
season.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. why do you need to change up the gameplay or your strategy if you're doing that good in the regular season? Mm. Why don't you trust the team that you were using in the regular season and do the same shit in the post?
So you would say keep Dwayne Casey,
no.
Blow up the team. No. Keep Dwayne Casey, blow up the team, or keep the team and get rid of Dwayne Casey.
Yes.
Which one would you prefer?
The latter one.
Why?
I don't know. As much as Casey's done for the squad,
his peers voted him coach of the year.
Congratulations.
In the regular season.
In my opinion, anyway.
Yeah. Like, that happened to, I think, George Karl, no?
Yeah, he also got fired.
Like, he got the coach of the year.
Like, actual coach of the year.
Yeah. And then summertime came and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, what happened to that team afterwards, though?
Yeah.
They never really touched the playoffs mm-hmm. at all afterwards, right?
That's the main thing that I'm concerned about.
Yeah.
Especially with like all the up and comers in the East, like Philadelphia, like mm-hmm. Boston, mm-hmm. like Cleveland is always going to be relevant if LeBron is there.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Even Milwaukee, the Heat are looking really good. Like there's a bunch of solid mm-hmm. teams that are coming up. Even the Pacers, like look at the Pacers. They pushed the Cavs to 7. I'm just nervous that if we blow it up or even if we change something too drastically, we're going to end up like the Atlanta Hawks after they blew up their team and they absolutely have not touched now. The playoffs. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think the regular season was a false sense of hope, and I think everyone bought into it because LeBron has been to what 9 straight finals or 10 or something like ridiculous. That. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like honestly like gonna happen again. Like no matter what place they come in the regular season, like I think they're gonna beat Boston in the next round, and I think they're going to the finals again.
I think so too.
So I think it was a pipe dream to begin with that we were gonna make it to the finals. Although we, by the record, we should have. But if you're going to fire like the coach because they didn't get past LeBron, then you have to fire like every coach in the East because no one's gotten past LeBron in the past 10 years. No team has gotten past LeBron in the East in the past 10 years. So
that's
I think
a valid argument.
Yeah, like we have a really solid young core who if we can keep because I'm sure their prices are going to go up after the great season they had. To me, honestly, it's just wait out LeBron or wait until he goes to the West.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you can do.
Either way, like, we're gonna be facing LeBron no matter what.
Like, so. You're going to face him in the finals or you're going to face him in the Eastern, somewhere in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So, you honestly, it's right now, to me, it's waiting out LeBron.
I don't even think he would go to the West.
Apparently, he wants to go to the Lakers. I think it's stupid. Like, why are you going to go to the more competitive conference?
Yeah.
Maybe to give himself more of a challenge?
No. Yeah, I don't know. I understand the people, everyone's frustration. Like, I'm frustrated too. I just don't want the Raptors or anybody to make a rash decision and then have us stuck to where we've been for the past 20 years up until this point.
So you would keep Casey and the team?
Yeah, keep Casey.
Would you move any members of the team?
Yeah, you have to move somebody. Like, I'm not against getting rid of, like, one of the main players who would be Kyle or DeMar.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get something solid for them. But they've proven they can't do much in the playoffs, so I don't know if you could get too much for them, especially with the huge contracts they have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like one or two tweaks, player. Like the same. We've come back better every year.
Yeah, facts.
Like you can't knock that. This has been the best 5-year stretch we've had in franchise history, which is like 25-ish years now. Like you can't really fault Dwayne Casey because at some point it's both their faults. Like it's execution of the players because you can draw up a perfect play. But if DeMar misses an open layup or JV misses an open layup or Kyle misses an open three, at some point, that's not the coach's fault.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the
player. So, like, it's a little bit of both. I just think a tweak here and there. Personally, I think a tweak here and there, maybe trade one of them if you can get something solid for them. But to me, it's honestly, unfortunately, I think it's wait out LeBron, wait till he gets older or wait till he retires because right now we're not getting past him.
Yeah.
Joel, anything to add?
I don't know. There's no slowing down in LeBron. For one thing,
he just 15th seems like season.
He just improves every year.
MJ was out the door on the 15th season.
Yeah.
He's already in the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like every year, like this guy just becomes
better almost.
Supernatural. He finds a way.
Like, I mean, it's just different. It's just different. And I think the way that, I think everybody's upset at the way that, like, I'm pretty much like kind of cheesed at Coach Casey and I guess his decision making when it came down to game 4.
It's been like that every playoffs.
And it's I don't know.
Consistently.
It's
weird.
Like especially when he took out JV. When JV was hot, like rolling. He was roasting like in 10
but
minutes.
He's known for like
and then all of a sudden
taking off the hot player,
And then they put in a guy that hasn't even played.
Nagera.
Yeah. Cold hands.
And that when they put in Nagera, he was in for a minute 50, I think, and they went on, the Cavs went on a 10-0 run.
Yeah. And he had like turnover like right from the beginning. Yeah. So I don't know, it's stuff like that, like decision making like that and and you know, it just I don't know.
We've
don't
always know. Had like especially during the playoffs or like the playoffs, we've always not always, especially this year and the previous year, I would say we've had the talent to at least make it to the third round or like the conference finals.
At least give the Cavs a run for their money. Like getting swept is
or we've had we've had the talent enough not to be swept in any series.
And we got swept 2 years in a row.
And that's okay. That's the one, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
And apparently like we built this team
to stop LeBron
to face a LeBron
and it didn't even worse than last year
and they just laughed
we don't even have a player to compete with him though
I think OG did pretty good.
No, yeah, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Yeah. It's very true. We just didn't have either.
We don't have anyone after Kobe. Yeah. Like OG.
So, I mean, Dwayne Casey does have a ring with the Mavs as an assistant coach.
Yep.
So I think maybe he needs to get bumped down to defensive assistant coach. Yep. And then we get a new head coach.
I would do that.
But then I was asked the question, who would replace him? And then I had no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did do some research just because I wanted to. Phil Jackson was with the Bulls as an assistant coach in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
He became head coach in 89. And his first ring with them was 2 years after that. And he had MJ right from the beginning. So we had that caliber player right from the get-go.
Yeah, MJ didn't win for a while.
Yeah. So I didn't even believe this, but Dwayne Casey's been with the Raptors since 2011.
Yeah.
Below 500 for the first 2 years, and then playoffs ever since. And we got better every year, despite getting swept the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a star player.
Per se.
Do you guys think that sort of evens out and sort of in a way for Dwayne Casey's case?
That's what I mean. Like, you can't knock all that he's done for us. And it's, like I said, it's been the best 5-year stretch we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like we feel spoiled now because we're like, okay, we want to make the next step. Mm-hmm. But like, no one in the East has made the next step in the past 9 years without LeBron on their team.
So
like,
true.
Nobody.
Or a player like LeBron.
Or a player. No, just literally just LeBron.
Just LeBron.
It's been just LeBron in the finals, like, what, 9 years straight now?
From the East?
It's been just him. So, like, you can't knock us for. Like getting, like, we got shit on. Like, let's be real.
No, facts.
So you'd want to do more than just get swept, obviously. But, like, I don't know. At some point, you have to blame the players, too, because it wasn't even just the playoffs, because we shit the bed against them in the regular season, too.
Yeah, we did.
We were 2-1, 1-2 against them. Yeah. And the one game we beat them was before they shook up the team because LeBron said this wasn't working, which clearly it wasn't.
Yeah.
And now this team is going to the Eastern Conference Finals. We are, like, 0-6 against that team.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not even, like, I think it's just a mental thing for, like, the players. Because it's been, like, the Cavs, we can't play against the Cavs.
They have our number.
Yeah, they have our number.
It's like, you can see, like, the look on their faces when they bring it up, you know, past half court. Mm-hmm. And LeBron meets Lowry at half court. And then it's just, Lowry's just shook.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know what to do.
even facing the Wizards, it was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It was nerve-wracking, but you could tell they had that swagger, though. They won game one. We didn't have to go to 7, which we never fucking do. We haven't done, like, every series we've been in has gone to 7 in the past, like, 4 years.
Well, it's either 6 or swept.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, like, I think it's just they have this thing in their head. Like, you can tell as soon as they go down by, like, 8 to 10 points against the Cavs, they just throw in the towel and they're like, fuck. They just, like, go back to ISO. Yeah. And there's only so much you can do as a coach. If your team is not listening to the play calls and doing what you've done to get to that point, then there's nothing you can do. Like, you can take them off, but then everyone's like, why are you benching DeMar in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
And then you get hit for that.
Yeah. As a professional player, you should be benched if you're not playing a professional.
Real shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. If OG or Siakam is playing better than DeMar, take his ass off.
Super facts. Have you guys heard of the luxury tax?
Yeah.
So it's essentially, for those that don't know, a tax or dollar amount that teams pay per dollar for each dollar their team's salary exceeds the tax level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did it again, there's like a repeat offender tax for every year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making that much money, that luxury tax doesn't even matter.
Yeah, if you're winning.
So, like, maybe Raptors should dip into the luxury tax?
They've never done it, ever.
Mm-hmm.
They've never done it. So, but there's also, I don't think there's ever been an opportunity for us to get a superstar either.
Yeah, it's true too.
You're not going to shell out for another Kyle or DeMar. Like, I don't think it's worthwhile for that.
And from what Masai's been doing, it doesn't seem like it's part of his intention as well.
That's the thing. I trust Masai. Like, me too. If he wants to keep Casey, then I agree. Like, believe in Masai. Like, over Casey has gotten us to where we are. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super facts. The only roster that needs to be blown up in the NBA is the referee roster.
Yeah.
Moving on to this week in kicks. The Curry Air Max 1s dropped.
Today.
Did you guys manage to scoop up a pair?
I didn't. Did you?
No. What about you, Alvin?
No.
Oh, I got excited because
Only one more person at the table. Did you get a pair, Joel?
Yeah.
But hold on. How much did your pair cost?
Zero.
$3.99 Girl, that's my dog. Where it? It's free?
Yeah, man. It just showed up at the door. Like, you know, and
Had that Nike swoosh logo.
First, I got a call. Like, on my way home from work, Jomar gets home before I do. So he calls me up. I'm like, oh, no, what happened? Because usually if,
oh, no.
If the phone call's like from Jomar, I'm like, okay, something must have happened. Either got into a fight or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Oh. So what happened? Papa, there's something here. It's a white Nike box. Can I open it? I'm like, go ahead, open it. So then he opens it, and sure enough, he opens it up, and he's like, it's a pair of brown and white shoes.
Air Max super ones. Insignificant.
Yeah. Just some brown on. Shoes.
I thought they were going to be special, Papa.
I know, right? But yeah, I'm like, I'm just in awe. Like, you know,
and you
just,
wore your pair today? Or was it yesterday?
It was the other day.
Okay, the other day.
On the Tuesday. I wore them on the Tuesday, yeah. The OGs, the O3s.
How do these ones compare to the OG?
They are very, very close.
Really?
Very close. Like, material-wise, like, the suede on the mudguard and, you know, all the colors are pretty much... Like, the suede mudguard is a bit off, but... Everything else is...
Yeah, they're calling it the Dark Curry.
Yeah.
That's like the official name, I think, for it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about the shape? I know you're a stickler for the shape.
The shape, it's not like the 30th anniversaries. Mm-hmm. I've been asked if I was going to take the OG red? Yeah.
Okay,
like
yeah.
The OG reds or the blues. Mm-hmm. I've already been asked if I'm going to take an iron to it. I don't know. I'm just going to wait it out. I'll probably just give it a couple wears, maybe... The toe box will form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What he means iron to it is like he reshapes the toe box.
It's my OCD with like the older, I'd probably say a couple years, like the banana toe, typical Air Max ones. I'd always take an iron.
It's got like
toe.
A rounder.
It's like a rounder, flat. More canoeish look.
Banana is a good description. Yeah. They look, the shape wasn't the best.
No, it wasn't a great shape.
And the shape you want is like a sleeker.
It's the more
round
older.
Right off the top.
Yeah.
Like just
wedge.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like as if you're curling your toes for like, you know, those IG posts.
Yeah.
So it's like
one of
those. That's sick. We're so amped that you got those.
Ah, man. I'm
thanks,
so
Nike
like,
Toronto.
Yeah, thank you, Nike
Shouts
Toronto.
Shouts out to Nike Swoosh Toronto. Fam.
And I saw that Adam's New Closet got them too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you got
and
them too.
Two very deserving
Lose
people.
Literally. Yeah. Lose, and Brian Espiritu.
Yeah. Very deserving
friends
people.
Of the
Air
show.
Max heads.
All friends. Best friends of the show.
All friends of the show. What
we're
up?
We're going to have them on the show one time.
All
one
four
time.
At the same time.
Yes.
Same damn
yeah,
time.
We're
that
on
would
vacation.
Be crazy.
They get to take over.
Yeah.
Who's going to be Alan? Who's going to be Lawrence? Sneaker Closet can be Lawrence.
Dad?
Dad.
Moving on. There was a Tiffany Kyrie 2 that dropped. It's GS only, though? Oh, Kyrie 4. Kyrie my bad. Yeah. Whoa, my notes are whack. yeah, Kyrie 4.
Yeah.
Those were sick. I love that Kyrie is doing these Nike SB Dunk inspired colorways.
Yeah.
Kyrie's been killing
he's a
it though.
Though.
Yeah. He's a huge sneakerhead. Yeah.
Yeah. My one of my homies sent me a Balut actually on Instagram. He sent me a little video of like the details of the shoe and like the whole heel back panel is the leather, like the black leather.
Oh, sick.
That goes and then it's just. Hits of Tiffany blue
that's dope
that go around the shoe. It's so sick. I was sick. Actually really surprised. I didn't even know they existed. They just like flew way under the radar.
Speaking of Kyrie 4, I don't know if it's on your list or not, but those Wheaties ones
are
so
crazy.
Yes.
They're great. The packaging,
the box
it comes
so
in
sick.
Like a cereal box that comes with a bowl and a spoon and actual Wheaties cereal.
So sick.
Is it Uncle Drew that's on the
on
the
one
box?
Side
yeah
one side is Uncle Drew because there's a movie Uncle Drew movie
coming out
June. Yeah, I want to watch that. It looks so good.
Sure. I think another. Oh no, maybe that's later this year. But the documentary for their band ones.
Yeah.
Unband the ones.
Sometime this
like
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I signed up for that newsletter. Adidas X Dragon Ball Z.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That surprises me. Alvin hit me up earlier this week to let me know that he wanted to talk about it on the pod. They released their or someone dropped a like a legit glamoured shot. I think it was on foot. Was it on foot?
Mm-hmm. No,
right?
I don't think
okay.
So.
No? So it was a glamour shot, like a really dope shot of the Son Goku ZX500RM Adidas X Dragon Ball Z. And they are clean.
Very clean.
Yeah. I knew from the pictures. Yeah, I knew from the pictures I wanted them, like the first like rendering of them, almost. I wanted that silhouette, but to see them made like that, like a sample of them, I guess, or something like that, now I really
is there any DBZ branding anywhere?
I think it's going to be on the heel tab. It's, you know, the kanji symbol of Goku's dojo?
On his thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be on the back heel
sick.
Tab.
Sick. Nice.
I hope so, at least.
So sexy.
You want them, eh, Alvin?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I know I said Boost was dead, but...
There's no Boost in it, so you're
there good. Is, sure, there is Boost in it. It's so clean, though. Yeah. It looks like it's just a foam. So,
I like when they do that.
Like a basic foam.
They did it with, like, Stan Smith's. I like when they do that stuff. Like, the formed Boost.
Yeah, when they do it with, like, an older-looking silhouette, like...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry, I'm looking at it right now.
It's got that old-school feel to it.
It's got, like, the frayed tongue and everything.
That's what we were talking about, like, episodes ago, too, is that we... Very much like Adidas's
older
classic looking silhouettes. Yeah,
but I like how they put the newer technology on it.
Boost,
I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
If anyone
definitely gonna try
can help me out with those in the future.
Plugs.
I don't want any.
Plug walk.
It's okay, I don't want to ask for a plug.
Plug.
I do.
Yeah, me too. I can't lie. They're so sick. Those are fire. I want those and the Vegetas. I'm gonna wait for the Vegetas to show the sample too though. Oh man, I'm excited. Converse X Off-White Chuck 70.
So sick.
They dropped, what, two days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday or something.
May 8th.
Silently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, well, they sent out an email.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
supposed to be Saturday, though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And then the email came out on Tuesday. But they sat because everyone, because I think it was Kickstealers Canada originally said they were going to be Saturday. Mm-hmm. But then they dropped on the Tuesday. They sat for like 10, 15 minutes on the site because everyone was waiting for Saturday. Yeah. And who actually checks their email, right?
A lot of people, I think it was on a Converse post.
Mm-hmm.
People were like shitting on it because they didn't know when they were going to drop and they just dropped out of nowhere and everyone like took L's.
They're still like Haven is doing their raffle tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they drop on Saturday, I think, at Haven.
Mm-mm.
They're cool, man. Originally, I wasn't a huge fan, but seeing on-foots of them.
Yeah.
On-foots.
Because they're clear and you can see your sock.
Yeah,
like, I love that look.
That's what I love, too.
Very, very cool shoe.
And the shoe does it where it's not the entire shoe that you can see the sock. It's just like a hit. So it's almost like a panel where you get a color
The reinforced panels can't see through. Yeah. But like where it would be canvas on a regular Converse.
And it looks so sick.
Yeah. Because it's inside out.
Yeah.
Mm. So cool.
And it helps to complement your fit for the fact that you can see the sock outside the shoe and inside the shoe.
Well, you guys know the reason that it took so long, right?
No.
Because Virgil wanted to put a swoosh on it.
Oh, yeah?
That's the reason, yeah.
Ooh. No way.
He was fighting with Nike to put a swoosh on them because he wanted... Yeah.
I can't lie. The only thing I would change in that shoe was the left-right.
That's what he does in all his shoes, though.
Only because he didn't... do that in the rest of the
no
pack.
On like his like off-white branded shoes.
I know. But for the collaboration pack's sake, it's the only pair with
mean.
The left
right. It's so also it, the it only one that says vulcanized.
Kind of threw it off. Yeah, but that's different though,
right? I know.
Because that's the like technology on the shoe.
Yeah.
That's what he did with
it's
the
also
air.
The only I'm joking.
It's also
just to let you know.
Another drop that's happening the day this podcast released is the Katrina 3s.
Mm-hmm. But not actually called Katrina 3s.
No, it's the Hall of Fame 3s
Hall
now
of Fame
for
3s.
This release.
Yes. Yeah.
Technically, officially.
H-O-F.
Yeah.
Officially. Are you guys copping?
I can't.
I want to. But
I think I want to, but down the road,
want to.
Yeah.
I want to get them later on.
I think those
it's
sick.
Super clean, like so really,
nice.
Really
so
nice
sick.
Shoe.
I hope that
and like the whole story, not behind the Hall of Fame because I think it's based on like a game he played in or something. But it's a Katrina 3. Like even stores are calling them Katrina 3.
For
like,
sure,
it's
for sure.
Like the whole story between that, like the Katrina story,
so
is
sick,
unreal. Yeah, I love it.
I'm not sure. I wanted to look into it, but I didn't. If they were gonna have proceeds still go towards New Orleans for this one,
I don't think so.
Oh, that's sad. Oh,
doubtful. Not. Yeah, because it's not called. That's probably why they didn't call it Katrina.
But still, that would be good. Moving along. I don't know. There was a rumor that the Raptor 4 was going to drop this Saturday as well.
Again.
The May 12th. I don't know.
Supposed to drop last week, too. Can't wait. Whenever it comes out, I'll be trying.
Rumors and leakers.
Murmurs.
I don't know what to believe in anymore.
Yeah.
Quality
looks dope on them, though.
An official release date was the Travis Scott 4s, June
23. Yep.
And those glamour shots are
very good.
Lit.
Did you notice that his family and friends pairs have Nike Air on the back? Not a Jumpman?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, on the right shoe?
Yeah, the one that has
Dog.
A Jumpman on. Yeah, it's a Nike Air.
That's
like a
sick.
Red Nike
I didn't
Air.
See that. I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's sick. And they're inspired by the Houston Oilers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty
that's
fucking
cute.
Where he's from, H-Town.
Puma has some collabs. Diamond Supply has a collab with them. It's called the Avid Evo Knit.
They've done a bunch of stuff with Diamond.
They have.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like an NMD or a Drupt without the web.
Yeah.
The shape.
Yeah. The silhouette. It's kind of a pass for me, though, I think. Even though Diamond is such a dope brand to
Diamond's
work with.
Diamond's very cool. Yeah.
Love that.
Shouts to Nikki Diamonds, friend of the show.
Let's do another collab with Nike SB Dunks, please.
Something, anything.
Another collab with Puma was for their 50th anniversary of the Puma Suede, the Bobito Garcia joints. Those are dope. Those come in two colorways, white and royal, and like a burnt orange and white. It's sick. It's got his signature like towards the back of the heel on the lateral side. And then inside is my favorite part. It's embroidered in the sock liner, like where your heel goes. Where'd you get those?
Where'd you get those?
Like the his book title. Yeah. Like his like... slogan.
We met him.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Years ago.
Did you get something signed?
I got the Air Force One Bobito signed.
That's right. Yeah.
That was at a T-Dot Loves Kicks event.
T-Dot Loves Kicks, at Bada Shoe Museum.
Yeah.
He was spinning, right?
Yeah, he was spinning.
Yeah, he spun. Was it like a Q&A?
I think he had a Q&A after.
I think he did, yeah, afterwards.
Maybe. Oh, so cool, we just went to like the after party.
Yeah, something like that. That was cool.
Yeah, that was lit.
Way before sneaker events were a thing.
Bobito. And I think after that, I went on like a binge of like sneaker documentaries just because he's in like all of them.
Yeah.
Those are releasing this Saturday too.
Everything is releasing.
It's a big week.
I don't know if you guys saw, but the Puma Thunder Electric has some new colors.
Spectra?
Yeah. Is it the Spectra?
Yeah.
Thunder Electric Spectra?
No,
Thunder Spectra.
Thunder Spectra. Yep, and they're restocking the OG colorway too.
Yeah, I saw that too, I don't think I can get those. I'm gonna have to go resale later on.
It's a dope shoe,
but the two colorways, I'm kind of disappointed.
The first one was really strong. It was hard to follow up with. Yeah,
no, but what they did was they strayed away from the color blocking of the first one.
Yeah, which is what made the shoe.
They really did. Fila Mind Blower. It's another dad shoe that's in contention with all the other dad shoes. I think it's dope.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
They're pretty cool.
Fila's coming back slowly.
I still prefer the Puma Thunder Spectras, but it's cool. The Fila detailing, like where like it's their name
in
like a wonky font. Or
I feel like these are so much more sleeker, and I feel like that's why...
Than the Spectra?
I like them better than the Spectra.
Fine.
These are pretty
cool. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Like, Did you make
these before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. No?
Retro. Yeah,
pretty sure they did.
They're cool, man. And then so many collabs, man. Like Tway of Life posted that Marcus Troy one.
Yeah, it's like a salmon.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then Community 54.
Oh, Toronto, man.
A shop from Toronto/New York has a dope collab with them too.
Is Marcus Troy Canadian too?
Yeah,
he's from MTL.
Shout out to Fila and the Canadian collaborations.
Canadian connection.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
It's a pretty sleek shoe. I like it.
Yeah, they're pretty dope. My personal thing with those is the Fila on the side. I love it. It's cool, man. And it's so sneaky. It's just shapes. Yeah. And it's clean shapes. But you look at it, it's like Fila. So lit.
That's clean.
Yeah. Oh, so clean.
So sexy.
Another collaboration, Nike X Top Dog Entertainment. That entire set of things, stuff, apparel, and the Cortez.
My God.
Straight fire.
It's crazy because the Cortez aren't even my favorite.
No, me neither.
Yeah, but like the simplest thing.
I could never rock the Cortez, but I love that red pull tab that comes all
like
the way
other
up the tongue.
I like the Cortez better. That's why. That's another instance, like the Thunder Spectra. Like the first two Kendrick Cortezes were so strong to me that this black one is kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
And of course, it's the first one we're actually going to have access to, which sucks.
I know, man.
I'm a huge Kendrick fan, so... But I like, might still try.
There's like a white jersey, a black jersey.
The black hoodie.
The red hoodie, with the swoosh. Yeah. My goodness.
So good. I need that.
And the dad hats are pretty dope too. Mm-hmm. I think they're running out.
So the whole thing with this thing is it's the same thing as last year. His pop-up shops that he had along his tour. So they're doing pop-ups along the tour for all of this merch.
The championship tour. It's like sporty jersey apparel.
So Livestock is going to have it.
Yeah. I think they had June, a pop-up shop like last year.
Oh, and they're in Vancouver. Yeah.
BC. Oh, was that? Okay. Yeah. I thought it was downtown too.
No, because it's following the tour. Like as his tour goes along.
Oh, sick.
So
it's June.
Again.
I think it's,
I was gonna hit up Livestock in Toronto and be like, "Hey, where's the
you're
where's
that
the
guy?
Kendrick Lamar stuff?"
No, there'll definitely be lines out the door for that stuff. I'll be in line though.
The next Yeah, 11 and 12.
Yeah.
That's when he's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Cortezes are dope. The details are dope. I just don't know if I could rock Cortezes.
I actually like my Cortez. I got a pair last year, and I wore them a lot last summer. I just really want the other two more.
You know what turned me off was I saw, when I used to work at the outlets, I saw a women's Cortez in my size, and it just looked like a really big sausage, like a bun.
Women's
like
shoes in big sizes
look like that, though. It's like narrow and long, and it's really awkward looking. So I was like, my wide-ass foot will look super odd.
Yeah, they're a very narrow shoe.
You got to rock it West Coast style with like high socks.
So I got to like half size up and just pray for the best.
Yeah.
Well, his, like the red one that he dropped, I think it was at All-Star Weekend, the Don't Trip one, came with high socks. That's with it, man. Yeah,
right, with some khaki
came with, it's and then on the inside on the inside it says please wear with high socks,
yeah bro.
Like it's like embroidered on the inside. Yeah, it's so sick.
And a Raiders hat, and you're good.
I wanna get, oh no, what am I thinking of? Yeah, I want an Oakland Raiders hat, and NWA. Then I also want a Chicago white socks
hat
for Chance the Rapper. Moving on, those have nothing to do with shoes. Just like our fire round. Virgil Abloh.
Who?
Virgil Abloh? Virgil.
That guy.
Abloh?
Virgil.
Virgin Mary.
He rocked the UNC Off-White Ones at the Met Gala.
They're cool, man.
Yeah. I actually didn't know what the Met Gala was, so I had to Google it. And it's like a celebrity costume party.
Yeah.
But it's like a charity. It's a charity costume party.
They just dress funky.
Yeah.
Those drop June 9th.
I like those.
I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
But I still highly doubt, but I'll try.
I wasn't a huge fan of the all white one that came out a couple months ago, but I do like the red and the
powder
blue.
I wasn't a fan
because
they were in Europe.
I couldn't get them.
So I hate them. Just like all those guys that complained about the exclusivity release.
Yeah.
I can't get them, so I hate them, and I hate you for not selling them to me. So fuck you.
So fuck you and fuck everyone.
Fuck Europe. I'm just joking, Europe. I love you guys. Ash Bash Sneakers from the UK. Shout out.
Shouts to Europe.
He's dope. Ash Bash. Have you guys seen
friend of the show,
videos?
Europe?
Cool, dude.
Yes. speaking of Off-White, Nike Zoom Fly Mercurial Flyknit. Have you guys seen those?
Oh, I did see that. Polka dotty?
Not polka dotty, but there's that one big ass circle, and I really like it.
I think the box is polka dotty or something like that.
So this is from the football pack that Off-White's going to do with Nike.
Football.
Footy.
Shout out to Europe.
Yeah, right?
Football.
Not football. Football.
Russian.
Football.
Yeah, they look sick. And I think, I don't know, we'll see. Hopefully the numbers on these won't be as crazy as the other 10, but they probably will be.
Anything Off-White is going to be impossible. Yeah,
Superfacts. I'm not going to get them. On Hypebeast, I saw this article about new patent for Nike technology. It's weird. It's in the headline read, Nike wants to put a treadmill in shoes. Something like that. So it's to help you put it on. So if you look at like the sketch or the drawing or whatever, there's like a mini treadmill type of thing that goes in your midsole. So then when your foot makes contact or something like that, it'll like
pulls your foot in.
It just slides your shoe. It's weird.
I
like
see so many things going wrong.
There's I know, right?
What year is
this? There's no official word on when or how it's going to be executed or sold for that matter, but I think Nike's just thinking ahead and being like, we want that patent so no one else can touch it. But what I see it working in is with their FlyEase technology.
Mm.
So for Nike's consumers who have trouble putting their feet in, like, just because of
a condition of some sort,
physical ability or something like that, so they can unzip the back of the shoe and then without having to put too much force to get the shoe in, you just make contact and then oh man, that'd be so sick.
That's cool. They'll put them in the Monarch
revolutionary
in the Monarch.
Well, the midsole's big enough for a fucking treadmill.
it looks like there's some mechanics in there already.
You can put kilometers within that shoe.
But I feel like if you're gonna put on the Monarch, you put it in the midsole, I mean like on the outsole too, just so that they don't have to walk.
There's a walk.
So you're just, oh man, the day I see someone just hovering towards me and there's no heelie
with
or the wheelie
remote control.
You're just gliding.
I'm tripping.
Move out of the way, Sonny. I gotta get my apples.
That type of shit.
Apples.
Get off my lawn! No, we're not moving! I'm gonna get you!
So wait, Alvin, are you saying you don't eat apples? Only old people eat apples?
I only eat apple pie.
Alvin was made by the old people who buy the apples.
They just regurgitate the apples.
It's like bird feeding.
Yeah.
Perfect. God. My favorite, yo.
Bird feeding.
Alvin will eat apples in about 30 years. Yep. He'll start eating them slowly but surely. In other news, Nike On Air has officially started.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you guys get a chance to look at the entire set?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
Any favorites?
There's a 98 mm-hmm. that's really cool.
Any yes. any like yeah. cities that Saw that's 97. A particular favorite?
Ooh. I don't remember which city it was. I think it was one of the Asian cities. Mm-hmm. And it was like black with like multicolored detailing
yes.
for their subway map.
Yeah, yeah,
I
think
on a 98, and I really liked that.
Yeah,
but I like 98
with the purple on it.
There's that too. There's that 97 constellation looking one.
Yeah. I love that one. I voted for that one.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, it did.
Nice.
That's from Shanghai. That's my favorite set.
That was nice.
I think love that Shanghai. One's the dopest set.
So good.
Shanghai.
I'm a fan of their noodles.
Yeah. The spring roll with meat.
Yeah, those three colorways in that set were so sick. Like there's that one with the City of Stars.
Yeah, yeah, that was
there's
dope.
The one that looks like a martial arts slipper.
Oh yeah.
The VaporMax.
That's what that was.
Or no, like the a 270. Is it 270? Yeah. And then there's the one with the kaleidoscope
mm-hmm.
with like the waves, the blue waves, and it's got three pull tabs in the back. Crazy. I just thought that I really wanted to see that one like actually executed.
Come out.
So you can vote for that stuff until Sunday. This Sunday, May 13.
True.
I think by 11:59 p.m. So by midnight, it's done. You can vote once per day, and the winners will be announced the following Monday. So May 14.
Ooh. Oh, the day after. Wow.
Yeah, I'm excited to see. Well, I'm sure they have some automated shit that'll calculate for him.
It's not like us where we're manually counting.
I gotta make a tally, some spreadsheet, and Google Sheets. There was some like weird controversy that you linked us to, Quijol, today about plagiarism.
Plagiarism, yeah.
Yeah.
It
was something like one of the contestants who happens to be in the top 16
mm-hmm.
copied inspiration and some design elements from a dude that was like two tables down.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and the dude like blew it up on Instagram, Twitter. I can't remember where that article was, but yeah. That sucks. And the judges
It was in
UK, and the judges Skepta and there was another one. They were backing that guy up.
Really?
The guy with the original design, yeah.
They were like, wait, that's his.
Yeah. It was the one that's inspired by like a grocery shop, like a 24/7 grocery
mm-hmm.
shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Apparently there's waste suit 99s in the UK too.
Yeah, man.
The UK,
but that's what sucks though is that you can vote for that shoe to win.
I want to vote for that one now, to be honest.
just because of the story of it.
Whatever that other guy is, piss that guy off.
Crikey, stole my design.
They're from the UK, not Australia.
the one
shrimp on my snaker.
Do you think that the one that didn't get like isn't votable is the one that stole, or vice versa?
Oh, didn't he say that it was the
no the one 16. That's in top 16 stole her?
Is it stole her?
Stole his?
His
from someone who didn't make it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks for them. Oh well.
Oh, you still want
to? I think they did it on purpose for controversy.
Super troll.
It's for publicity.
Yeah,
it's what Kanye West.
But I mean,
doing.
Even you stole the concept, you executed it better. So, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
Do better then.
Sucks
for you.
Ending on a happy note with This Week in Kicks. One of the coolest things I saw, and it was posted today on Soul Collector. It's a elementary school in Georgia called J.L. Lomax Elementary.
Georgia.
Oh.
Nice.
Very beautiful. I wish this was happening when I was going to school, but they inputted.
Put it?
Yeah. They put it.
They put it.
They put it in inputted.
They put it a program. It started 4 years ago, so this is the fourth year in it, obviously. So if you attend the school...
In 4 years.
Yo, let me pick on myself. You guys aren't allowed to laugh at me. So if you attended school for the first... Shut up, Alvin! If you attended school for the first 100 days, you'd get a new pair of kicks.
What?
Wait, what?
Like perfect attendance for
100 days? Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So they went on like a shopping field trip?
Yeah.
Cool. They had 104 students this year.
It's a private school?
Good.
I don't know.
It's not a public school.
It might be a school that...
Well, they would have said public school instead of elementary school, no?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
They must have attendance issues. Or private school, rather.
Obviously. Yeah, they probably have attendance issues.
Yeah, but that's still...
It's a good incentive.
That's cool. Sick, man.
Yeah.
The best part is that it's with the help of anonymous donors.
What? Dope.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Is it us? Are we doing it? Are we donating? No one will know.
We can start that. Because it's we anonymous. Are anonymous.
No name brand.
Did we put that money?
Put it 4 years ago?
We inputted money into them.
I hate you guys so much. Okay. So let's go back to the... I lost all train of thought because of you guys. Let's go back to the Atmos... Or not the Atmos, but the Curry Air Max 1s. Were those... So are they...
Is it Atmos?
Yeah.
Because I still know, see stores saying Atmos.
Well, there was... Remember, when we first talked about it, it was Atmos. It was
Atmos, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just disappeared.
It wasn't Atmos.
And it wasn't Atmos.
Like, Livestock's post says Atmos.
And then I saw red and green curry Atmos, but not, like, the dark curry with Atmos.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's no... Wouldn't it say Atmos on the box somewhere?
It doesn't say Atmos. It just says premium. Like, Air Max 1 premium.
So let's call up Nike. Hello? Oh. Sorry, wrong number.
Oh, sorry, Sean, we'll call you back.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Witherspoon.
Okay, one more time.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nike Toronto?
Good God.
Yes.
Hi, we just wanted to make a phone call to inquire whether the Dark Curries were, in fact, an Atmos collaboration.
All the curries.
I don't know why I listen to your guys' podcast. I was going to wait for you guys to tell me.
Not Steph Curry's. I don't know. I tried to do all the research, and I couldn't get to a definite answer.
No.
With it not being a collaboration, is it considered a general release?
Limited release.
No, it's still like, I guess. Not probably. GR.
It's not a GR. Limited, it's just a limited GR. Release. Yeah.
GRs don't have... Actually, they do. Never mind.
Yeah, they
do. They don't have premium, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. A lot of them have premium.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've noticed that in the past week or so, or like all of the weeks of This Week in Kicks, they're pretty much like all collabs now.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as like promoting general release shoes anymore. Mm-hmm.
We touched on this before, I think, did we?
Nope.
We might have touched on collabs.
Possibly. Collabs, yes. But GRs, not general
not
GR, releases.
Not the other side of it. Yeah.
So... So what I wanted to talk about was how relevant general release sneakers are now. But I want to get down first to defining what a general release is. What would you guys say is the most basic form of general release? Of a general release shoe?
Just a sneaker that there's a high quantity of.
Mm-hmm. That's a general
that
release.
That most stores get.
Yeah. Available to almost everyone.
Widely available, generally available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are hyped colorways with lots of quantity considered a general release pair?
You could say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then what would you say those shoes are on the walls of Foot Locker that's like always restocked and stuff?
General release. Like,
it's like a different level of general release?
You could say that.
It's like generally released to the public.
Okay.
At all times.
So those are the ones that I wanted to talk about, or I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Shoes that
not,
sit.
The not so hype ones.
Mm-hmm.
Was there at any point in your sneaker life where you had just picked up pairs just for the colors?
Of course.
Yeah.
Air Force One, white on white, high or low.
White on white.
That's a summer thing, fam. It's a staple.
I still have tons of GRs in my closet. Yeah,
me too. But do you wear them still?
Yeah.
Barely?
Yeah.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Not as much, but I definitely wear them.
As like your tastes refined and your budget's tightened or whatever, did GRs like fall off of your radar?
Not mine.
Not mine.
Nope.
You could say that, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a purposeful thing. Like, you still notice them, but it's like, because there's so many collabs and there's a lot of really good collabs right now,
mm-hmm.
like if I'm picking between a super hype collab that's I know is going to sell out or a GR that's going to be there for a month, my priority is put towards the collab. definitely, mm-hmm. just because I know ease of access is going to be on the side of the one that's going to be sitting on the wall.
Mm-hmm. So would you still call a hyped colorway like a general release? Or would you say it just has general release quantities?
Yeah, it's more that. Like, it's not a... Like, people use it to find, like...
The quantity it's going to drop
Yeah,
at.
The quantity. Yeah. Like, people called Bread Toes a GR.
Yeah.
And it didn't end up being that. But anyways, yeah. they called it a GR because, like, a lot of stores were getting it, and a lot of stores were getting a lot of pairs.
Yeah.
But if it sells out the first day, I don't know if you consider it a GR, because not the general consumer is not getting it. It's still a ton of sneakerheads who are...
Not hype and not super limited.
Mm.
So, recently, how do you guys decide on, like, what to pick up?
Just stuff that I want.
Yeah.
Not really, like... Because I'm on the hunt for specific sneakers,
mm-hmm.
if I need a sneaker just to kick around with, like, I'll purchase... Like, for example, my most recent, I guess, GR purchase was a black and white Vans Old School.
Mm.
And True. That's just because, you know, if I wanted to be basic or...
It's like an essential.
Yeah.
Goes with anything.
It literally goes with anything. You can dress it up, dress it down. And it's just easy to put on wherever you want to go. If you don't want to think about what you want to wear in terms of footwear.
It's by the door.
It's just by the door. It's a shoe you can throw on and look with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just my lazy days. I've had a lot of those lately. So those are always on my feet now. But yeah. I don't know. That was like my last, I guess, GR that I purchased.
Crazy thing about GRs is they turn into cool things later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. you don't see it now. Yeah. Like, the perfect example is the Currys. They yeah. weren't a collab when they first came out. They were just chilling. They just mm-hmm. turned classic over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even some Jordans, like, that were sitting on shelves 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago.
Very true.
Are now, like, the most coveted ones. Mm-hmm. So it's honestly just got to be a whole buy what you like. And mm-hmm. if it turns out to be super cool later, then that just so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, it's, yeah.
I just feel like years ago, even when I first started, GRs to me were still super relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot of fun and life about, like, going into a store and just looking at whatever the hell is on the wall and being yeah. like, dang,
yeah.
I want those.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel that GRs, like, when you walk into Foot Locker and you just look at what's on the wall, do you guys think that in today's sneaker lover life that they are still relevant?
Not with the younger generation,
mm-hmm.
I would
mm-hmm.
say, because I feel like when...
Well, I'll be honest. I don't. To me, they're not relevant at yeah. all right now.
Well, unless you see like a cool celebrity wear it, it's not really relevant to anything. Like, there's so many like Jordans now that are sitting on shelves.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Like a bunch of nines and shit. But, like, I don't know, when I first started copping shoes, like, every Jordan was a GR.
Yeah, everything sat.
Literally everything was a GR.
Yeah. yeah.
And that was great, because then I could buy shit on clearance.
Yeah, even for yeah. me, even on discount. As late yeah. as I started.
Or, like, they'd
yeah.
hit outlets.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, those were definitely still hella relevant to me, because that's what I was into. But I guess nowadays everyone's just into collabs.
And like, the crazy part is the GRs that you're talking about years ago are no longer GRs nowadays.
That's what I mean. They turn it can't be a classic when it first drops. It has to turn into a classic.
Yeah, yeah true. Yeah.
There's no way. Like, there's some shoes that come out and you're like, that's going to be a classic. Like, Bread Toes is going to be a classic one day. Like, when Bread Toes retros one day, it's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's some shoes you can tell are going to be a future classic, but, like, it takes time. Like, it's a label that doesn't just come with a shoe, especially if it's a new color or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think relevance is, like, kind of depends on your definition of it. Like, relevant in terms of, like, hype, because if it's relevance in terms of hype, then it's a hype shoe. But if you're talking relevance of, like, having its place, I think GRs of course have their place, because there's still tons of people who walk into stores and pick up whatever is on the wall. Yeah,
very true.
And I think for guys who are heavily into it like us, we're kind of like spoiled, because we see it, like I said, I think on a past episode, we see it a month, 2 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's coming. We already saw it. We don't have to walk into the store and see it on the shelf to know if we want it. Like, we saw a picture on Instagram 2 months
ago. You're almost window shopping like a year.
Exactly. You're window shopping on Instagram now.
Like, you're planning out your pickups like months.
They'll always have their place, though. Yeah. Like, there's always those shoes where you keep seeing it on the wall over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you just like, I keep going back to the Sale Jordan 1, S-A-I-L, Jordan 1. Like, they're still sitting in some places.
Not me, Jordan 1's on sale.
Yeah. Like, they're so sick. I love them. I wear them so often, and they're still sitting in some places.
Mm.
But, like, they're just so essential to me. Like, yeah. I wear them, yeah. one of my most worn shoes right now.
Do you think the sneaker industry would still strive if those types of shoes weren't as widely available?
Oh, absolutely not.
With the GRs?
Yeah.
No.
That's where they make their
money. I feel like people who want to get into the sneaker game use the GRs.
Oh, as like their gateway?
As like their yep. gateway.
True. Yeah.
And even go ahead. Oh. Finish.
I can't remember.
My bad.
It's okay.
Thought you were done. I apologize.
It's all good.
But like, look at like the casual consumer definitely is what keeps these companies afloat.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that the consumer who's buying one pair a month, a week, whatever of like hype shoes is what's keeping these brands afloat.
Expensive
like, look at the shoes that are the best selling Nike shoe of all time, Air Monarchs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where like Nike's making a living off of that kind of shit.
Yeah, very true.
And like, look at outlets. Like, look how busy Nike outlets are. And half the time, it's not sneakerheads. It's people who are just there looking for anything.
For shoes on a deal.
Yeah.
And you don't really see, like, you barely see. So, for example, another GR is like the Air Force One. You don't see that in an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of what time of year it is, it'll still sell.
They're always
regularly. They're like, it's always like that shoe that people will always purchase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or like the brown Timberlands, or like a Vans old school, or like a Stan Smith, or a Superstar,
the
or
like a just Puma like the essentials. Suede. You'll never see it in the outlet because regardless of like what like
people are going to pay full price for them
exactly
because they
people
need
don't
it
care
in their lives.
Yeah.
So as sneakerheads and stuff like that, with a more focused, I guess shopping list,
mm-hmm.
what would it take for you guys to start paying attention to GRs again? Or is it something that's just kind of like, oh, I need another pair of those. Let me go scoop it.
Like, I just keep coming back to, like, we know about it so far in advance. Yeah. Like, everything now is so calculated. Like, at least for me, everything is so calculated.
And budgeted.
Like, I know about, like, the Homage to Home comes out next week. And I've been thinking about it since last month. And I've been saving, like, $50 paycheck, whatever, for, like, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for a GR, it's just like, if I see a dope GR, I'm not going to pass on it just because it's a GR. I'm just going to know about it so far in advance. But it's like one dope GR to like seven collabs.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, for me at least, the collab is going to win just because I have a feeling I'll be able to find the GR later if I still want it for a lot cheaper than I'll be able to find the collab.
So for sure, there's still like a section of the sneaker world that still goes to Foot Locker and shops like how we used to.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Ooh,
if I had more money.
For me, was the Air Force One High Wheat. Yes. That's like a GR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
I've always wanted it since they first started dropping those. Like, how many years now?
Been a while.
Long time, man. Years now. Mm-hmm. And recently, I mean, I knew they would always come back year by year because it's just the shoe for the wintertime.
Yeah.
But I've never purchased them. And I just felt like, you know, I would always have time to purchase them up until this past year where there was a plug at Exclusivity with a discount code. And...
We have a plug.
No, there was a sale. Yeah. There was a sale.
What? Yeah.
There was a sale that we were informed of, but it was available to everybody. Am I mistaken?
Mm. True.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The 20% off or whatever.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Something. Like that. Something.
And that's
like
when I chose to purchase them because they were at a lower price. So it's like, you know.
Do you guys think social media is to blame for this type of thing? For us, at
least.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just
my answer? Yeah,
or is it just like the direction that the sneaker
social media, man?
It's got to be the brands too. At some point, man. They're oversaturating themselves, like they're drowning themselves out.
They're themselves to blame.
Yeah, mm. Like for us at least, like I said, all the hype shit is just so frequent now.
Like
go ahead. That's what I'm.
Yeah. Like last, I don't know, probably like last week or last couple weeks, the Air Max One have dropped. These crazy colorways.
Yeah, I saw those. Yeah.
I was able to get my hands on the watermelon joints.
Mm-hmm.
And those were like so hard to get because everybody wanted them.
Yeah.
And like the materials on them is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy for a GR. And I think like that kind of stuff, it's like that buy what you want kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with like you said, with social media, we know what's going to drop already. Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know, I think it with GRs, I think it still plays a major factor in like, you know, in the culture, in sneaker culture nowadays.
It's funny, those were sitting in Florida.
Yeah,
like, of course they are. So many stores have those.
Because they probably had 200% of what we were allocated in Canada. They're
probably tired of seeing flamingo colors.
Yeah.
In Florida,
South Beach.
So true.
Or they just don't like the dolphins, Miami dolphins or something. Like,
now, this discussion reminded me of a something I saw a couple years ago. It was like a rant almost about loving sneakers. Mm-hmm. And what the guy's main argument was, you can't say you love sneakers if you haven't got, like, pairs of...
Was that Christian?
I think it was Christian, and I... Flippin' Laces?
At Flippin' Laces.
Maybe, and I think I also saw it in...
It was in a documentary, too.
Oh, it was Mayer. It was Mayer, the sneakerhead in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Massive, and he was doing, like, a... I think it was a Nice Kicks episode, and he was, like... showing off all of his like Air Force Ones.
This is a GR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, this one. Yeah, this was a GR too.
What do you guys think of that sentiment?
That's true.
It's true. It's very true. It's 100% true.
Mm-hmm. So all sneakerheads need to go through that phase of.
Yeah.
You should never get out of the phase. It shouldn't be a phase.
Started with GRs.
Like you start with. You definitely start with GRs.
Come on.
And then I don't think you.
And then they just kind of sprinkle their way into your collection later on.
You don't fall out of love with it. You just like you refine your taste. Yeah. So like Joel was saying, like he's an Air Max guy, so he picked up the watermelons. Like
it's true.
If it's a bunch of hype releases and then one really good GR, like you're still not going to stray away from it. Just most of your stuff is going to be
if anything collabs. The GRs are a little bit more exciting to get because you can get them
for the most part.
Like a dope GR, like I love that shit because no one has them ever.
Yeah, trust me.
And like the watermelons,
it's just
like
that's a GR.
That's the thing. It's going to be a future classic. Like for sure the watermelons are going to be one of those shoes
in like six, 7 years. We're going to see Sneaker News post an article about 7 years ago Nike originally dropped these watermelon joints, only they switched it and the pink is green and
should have bought them in
fucking man
shit. Reverse.
I think I saw them somewhere. Someone was like restocking
like in
a
bill
Canada?
In Florida or something like that.
Wow, you goofed.
100 US or whatever. Bro, suitcase.
100 US is $200 Canadian.
I know, exactly.
That's very true. No, it's not. It's like 130.
That's almost $200.
And then you have to claim it after.
When you round up the taxes.
All the way up.
Shipping.
That's all we got.
Last week when I was in Champs at Eden Center last Friday, I was going in to look at that Sean Witherspoon Have a Nike Day Nike merch at Champs. Mm-hmm. And I was literally just like shopping around and there was an associate like talking to me and he was like, yeah, like I like this shirt, blah, blah, blah. We were just talking and he's like, you're Lawrence, right? And I was like, yeah, that's me. What up? And he was like, I was just listening to you guys on the way to work.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was so random. Yeah, like working at Champs. So I didn't get his name. I forgot his name.
Shut that's sick. Up.
But thank you to if you're listening right now. Thanks for listening.
Shoot us a DM. Let us know who you are, please.
So I can actually shout out your name.
Abel Luyot told me a story today because I went to go see him. So Arvin went to go see Arvin today.
One of our brothers.
And he said that the other day he was wearing his Canada Got Soul Snap, the one with the OG one with the red soul leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And
the staple.
Yeah.
That's what we'll call it.
And a high school kid walked up to him and said, hey, dope Canada Got Soul hat.
Oh, yo, shit. My heart. Yeah. I can't.
And like,
you guys end this like, episode on your own.
He's like, yo, like this kid was like in like his uniform. And I'm like, yo, we're reaching kids that young.
Oh, man. Yeah.
If you take it in, bro, that's like.
Are we famous?
That's crazy. It's not even that.
Not yet. Like,
not even close.
We're reaching the demographic that I feel that we should reach because we want to educate them and want to get them.
That's what it is.
Like,
super facts. Exactly.
You know? So, like, in my head, I was like, oh, shit. Like, I got goosebumps when he told me that because I was like, fuck, that's what we want to do. Like, we want to hit that demographic so they don't come up in the sneaker game.
Older heads, we love you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, OG heads, you already know what it is. Like,
OG, OG,
yeah, they don't
OG.
Need to be told.
Yeah,
you
facts.
Don't need to be told. Yeah. It's just like the younger generation is harder to reach because they're so blinded and...
Social media.
You know, by the social... Exactly. So it's like, for us to be able to hit that demographic is like huge. Because I mean, OG heads already know what it is. They think the same way we do for the most part.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't have to worry about them because they're homies anyway, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's those young bucks that
the young bucks.
We want to try to reach out to kind of thing.
So shout out
pretty cool.
to all of our young listeners.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to all the listeners.
Yo, hit us up. If you are in high school and you listen to this podcast, let us know. That'd be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to know, too, just to wrap this all up, let us know if you are one of the sneaker lovers who pick up both hype releases and general releases.
DM us with what your last GR pickup was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
And when it was.
Mm-hmm.
That would be sick. Also, DM us some of your suggestions for the fire round.
Anything.
So Jarek Presto doesn't have to keep racking his brain.
No, Jarek, keep racking that.
Keep doing it. I'm going to help you. Don't worry.
And Falsy, too,
Falsy 30 helps Falsy's us out.
Another one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, thank you guys. Thank everyone for listening to the Sneaker Podcast.
Word.
Sneaker Podcast. I got to stop again. Doing that. Okay, let's wrap this up.
Trudy's back, though.
Identity crisis.
I'm gonna thank you. Cut my name is Trudy.
I haven't even listened to this. Oh, it's because I'm thinking of like shouting them out already. I'm doing that thing where you think of what you're going to do next and you drop the ball and you turn it over.
You're thinking about a dunk and you drop the pass.
Yeah. DeMar DeRozan and fucking...
Hate when that happens. When I'm about to dunk and I drop the pass.
Fucking Nagira. Fucking Nagira.
It's like that one time, Lawrence. You threw the alley-oop. I wanted to do 360, but I missed the ball.
But you only did a 180?
Yeah.
Loser.
Horrible.
Okay, I'm going to cut it here. Who does that?
All right. Thank you, all the listeners, for tuning in. Thank you, Bram, for the theme song. Shout-outs to the Sneaker Podcast and Matt and Zach for your help throughout this podcast. Getting us... Yo, Trudy is back. Getting us...
Inputted.
To 10 episodes. We're in 10
episodes. 10 episodes. Double digits.
Yeah, you guys do need to end this episode on your own. So Net Magnetism has some build kits. They're like a Lego pieces. We have a coupon code or discount code that you can use at checkout to get 35% off of these build kits.
Sick.
It is Canada Got Soul, no spaces.
Real creative.
Yeah. Love it. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know what you think. Let us know what your last general release pickup was and when it was. And some suggestions for Fire Round. Say that one more time. Some suggestions for the Fire Round.
Please.
We're
dying out here.
This is True to Size. We are a weekly podcast. We do release every weekend when we get back on track. And we will. We gave you guys 2 episodes last week.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky guys.
You're welcome.
Spoiled.
Just joking. Thank you to everyone who was actually looking for an episode last week and let us know that they were disappointed. Or 2 weeks ago, rather.
Word.
But yeah, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Podbean. What in the world?
You can listen to us on Podbean.
Because I inputted the Podbean and the Podbean inputted me.
So much. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube's. Review and give us some stars on the iTunes, please.
At least 5.
On YouTube, please drop us a like, comment, and subscribe.
At least 5 subscribes.
We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk, and you can find that at facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. You can post things that you're selling, getting rid of. Sean Go likes to put his reviews there just to annoy all of us. we're going to, you know, talk to you guys there. That's fun. Hit up canadagotsoul.ca for our latest pieces. You can find me at _Spooner. That's SPOONR. Lawrence Hopkins, where can they find you?
At El Doggy Styles, no R.
Alvin Martinez.
MISTRQ and then Mars.
I love that whatever I do, if I spell shit out, you guys fucking jump in. Joel Hernandez, where can they find you?
Joe Dooney, JO_DOOOOY.
And you can find all of us at Canada Got
Soul.
Go for it. CANADAGOTSOLE.
Nope, Trudy's going to spell that after.
CANADAGOTSOLE.
Oh my goodness. We are Canada Got Soul. This has been True to Size. We are out.
Peace.
Rock your kicks. Peace. Talk to you real soon.
Word.
Deuce.
No, 10A, because it's 10A.
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 Inputted. Yo, I inputted the after I put it in
so
the put.
Sloppy.
iPad bean.
Goodness gracious, what happened?
iTunes.
Scoopity poop.
Scoopity poop. Poop.
Yo,
Google Play.
This next
whoop,
verse.
The scoop, the poop.
This next verse.
Spotify is still not having us there.
God.
Spotify.